You know, if we wouldn't walk in obedience to God's word, God can take away from you even the blessings that you have. But he says, be plenteous in goods and the fruit of your body and the fruit of your cattle and the fruit of your ground in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give you. In other words, out of this, if we obey him, what is he going to bless us with? Everything. Everything we need. Now, each individual family, he may pour a different blessing out on this brother than he will me. Because he knows what we do, and he's going to bless us. Now then, let's go to Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now see, there's another requirement. You can't walk in the counsel of the ungodly and be blessed. The Lord wants you to be blessed, but he wants you to walk with men and women that love him. That's why we all come to church together on Sunday, because some of us out here in the business world, we're around the world 6 days, and man, you've about had all you can stand by Sunday. You need to be around some men and women of faith. You know, now, of course, I have a real blessing here. Everybody I'm around all week long out here is all men and women of faith. So, I mean, I'm really blessed that I get to be around these kind of people all the time. He said, but blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, how many times do we find this, that God expects us to be in his word day and night? You know, a lot. But a lot of people never study it at all. They don't have a clue what it says. You can't know what it says if you're not in it. You do not know what belongs to you. I was just awestruck when this brother over here told me this testimony when he came in a while ago about his granddaughter. I thought, if I had not had that experience, I have not stood on that, I had not made that CD, and he had not seen that, his granddaughter might be dead today. You know, you might not have known what to do. But by hearing what I had done, he says, if God did it for him, he'll do it for me. You know, because he don't love Thurman any more than he does me. Okay, verse 3 and 4. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How many men and women do you know that have not walked with God, and they get to be 50 or 60 years old, and they get old and wrinkled, and they can't do nothing? And God says if we're obedient and we walk in obedience to his word, we are like a tree planted by the water. You know, if you got a tree planted by the pond, the water out there, that booger's going to produce, isn't it? If that pond stays full of water, you don't have to worry about water in that tree. Them roots are going to grow to that water, aren't they? And that tree's going to be there. It's going to be green. It says, for those of us, his children, that will obey him, that's the same way we are. He's the water. We are the tree, and our roots go into him. And when our roots go into him and his word gets in us, we're going to produce great fruit, a lot of it. We're not just going to have one little berry or one little peach every once in a while. I mean, didn't you love it when you'd go out there in the garden, if you happen to be like me, raised up on a farm, with all those peach trees and plum trees and everything else, and in the spring when we got the right rains and everything else, and I mean, you'd go out there and there's plums hanging all over that tree, you'd try to fill, get the best one, you know. You know, they were everywhere. Or them big old peaches. Oh my goodness, you get one of them just a little bit soft, all the way, oh, you know, you can already know what that thing gonna taste like. Now, see, that's the way you and me are supposed to be as sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are to be that kind of fruit. We're to change people's lives. People are to be looking toward us. I mean, let me go talk to Kim. She knows all about it. She can solve my problem. Let me go talk to Scott. You know, he can solve my problem. And why do you think they can do that? Well, because they're Christians, naturally. There's no question about it why they have the answers. And whatsoever you do shall prosper. Now, look what he says about the other kind. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. The ungodly, like this gentleman said here a while ago, when people are living together in sin in the church, God calls them ungodly. And he said they won't prosper. They'll get sick. They'll die early. Wow. He honors his children that obey him. You know that? When you obey him, he blesses your socks off. You know, whether you recognize it or not, your blessings come from God and your curses come from God. He's running the show, isn't he? He sure is. I guarantee he is. Let's go to the next two verses, which is all there is. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, if I believe this book was the Word of God, right there, if that's the only chapter I ever read in my life, I'd want to run just as far as I could run from being an ungodly. I don't want nothing to do with being ungodly, do you? Did you like any of those curses? So did you like the blessings he promised to the righteous? Oh, I love that. But you know we have to do what he says for those blessings to come. They will not come upon you unless you obey him. Now, he's the one who said that. I didn't say that. I'm just quoting what Jesus said. That's all. He's the one that made these statements. Now let's go to Psalms 34, and we start with verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivers them. Now, does that sound like a good promise? Do you know you got angels encamped around you if you're walking in obedience to God's word? And they're going to deliver you. They're going to protect you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, there's so many people in the world hung up on this that he's good and he's not bad. He would never do anything bad to us. In fact, that's one of the things that pastor the other day really read me the right act. I mean, God's a good God. He's a loving God. And he would never put sickness on nobody. And I will never believe that God put sickness on anybody. Well, let me tell you, I'm the kind of man that I like to know where things come from. And I know that sickness and disease is in this world, don't you? Yes. And when you study that book, you cannot study that book in detail without finding out that all sickness comes from God. I mean, you can't miss it. You know, if you're in the Word and you ain't closing your eyes and you're not blinding your mind and you're not saying, well, I've been told this, so it don't make what I just said there. Like when we was in Norway that time, that the wife of the owner of the television station, we went to dinner at first day after we spoke a couple hours on TV. And she said, I have a question. I said, what's that? She said, you teach that book just like it means everything it says exactly. I said, ma'am, I don't know any other way to teach it. She said, so that means that an evil spirit from the Lord was sent to Saul to torment him because of his disobedience. It was really an evil spirit and it really came from God. I said, well, ma'am, is that what it said? She said, that's what it said. I said, well, then that's what it means. You know, when you're a young person, you read something like that and somebody tells you, well, that's not what that means. It means that an evil spirit just came over. It really wasn't sent from God because he's a good God. He would never send a devil to torment you. But is that what it said? Does it say an evil spirit from the Lord? Hey, isn't that amazing? So I don't know about y'all, but if God said that, I'm going to believe him rather than anybody else. That's when God also said, let every man be a liar and only me be true. So I'm going to believe him. I ain't going to believe what man tells me if it ain't exactly what's written in the book. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm telling you, he is good. There ain't no doubt about that. And he says, blessed is the man that trusts in him. If you and I trust in him, we will be blessed. Now let's go to the next couple of verses. Fear the Lord, O you saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. So does that sound like a good thing to do, to fear God? Because if you fear him and walk in obedience to his word, what are you going to want for? Nothing. You mean he's good enough to pour out his blessings on you if you just obey him? He'll bless you. He'll meet all of your needs. Is that the way God works? Is he a good God? Oh, but you start cheating people. Start cutting corners and not doing what you... you in trouble, you know that? You in trouble. He going to bust you somewhere along the line. You don't want to go there because God knows everything. Then he says, the young lions do lack and they suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want for any good thing. Will he give you the desires of your heart? If you obey him, you will get the desires of your heart. If God said it right here in his word, he can't lie. But you have to meet your end of the deal. You know, you have to walk in obedience to his word. Verse 11 and 12. Come, you children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see good? There is another one of those places, just like 1 Peter 3:10. The man that desires life and loveth many days that he may see good. Well, let's see what he has to do. Verse 13 and 14. He must keep his tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Now, is that a pretty tough one? Oh, my goodness gracious, that's tough. You know what I mean? years ago when I done the teaching, I said, you know, we should nail ourselves to the cross. I said, you know, I've been beaten with a cat of nine tails. I'm nailed to the cross. I got the nails in each hand, nails through my feet, and I'm on the cross. That's where God wants me. But I said, somebody comes along and looks up there and rails at me. And I said, I don't do what Jesus did. I don't say, so Father, forgive him. I tear the nail out and reach down and grab him by the throat and choke him. Is that the way we want to do it? Yes, that's the way we want to do it. He said, we must keep our tongue from speaking evil about others. He said, you must depart from evil and do good. You must seek peace and pursue it. Now, who do you think God's talking to here whenever he's wrote this book? That's right. Look in the mirror. He's talking to us, every one of us. Verse 15 and 16. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Now, aren't you glad? Just think, if you're one of God's righteous children, and you're walking obedient to his word, when you cry out to him for something, for yourself, for your spouse, or somebody else, he will hear from heaven and answer your prayer. Just like I say, what an awesome blessing to sit beside a little young boy in that restaurant when his mom said, son, tell Thurman what God did for you 2 years ago when he was here when he prayed for you. And I said, what'd he do? And he said, well, I had athlete's foot real bad, and you prayed for me, and next morning it was gone. I ain't never had it since. Who heard my prayer? The Lord. And he answered it, didn't he? Don't we love that when God answers our prayer? Oh, I love it. I just get hysterical thinking about God answering my prayer. Wow. You know, when you can go pray for your granddaughter and she gets healed, you can get hysterical too, can't you, brother? Yeah. I mean, we love having God answer our prayers. Wow. But look what he says. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Man, that ought to scare your socks off. You know, but there's some people think that you got saved, you're okay. You can do whatever you want to, and you're not evil. But that ain't what it teaches. You're wicked. If you're a child of God walking in disobedience to God's word, he calls you wicked. 17 and 18. The righteous cry and the Lord hear. Oh, goodness gracious.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Obey and Prosper, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.